Aloha, this is Lacey Denise with Hawaii News Now Sunrise, and you're listening to Sleep Time's Over with Kavit the Catalyst and DJ Zach Morse. Mahalo for tuning in.
You're listening to Sleep Time's Over with Kavit the Catalyst and Zach Morse.
Hey, this is Glenn Medeiros, and you're listening to Sleep Time's Over with Kavit the Catalyst and DJ Zach Morse. Hawaii's gift to the world.
Yo, this is Kree Chameleon, 94 Block, Golden Era District. You are now listening to Sleep Time's Over with Kavit the Catalyst and DJ Zach Morse. Peace.
I'm Mileka Lincoln, and you're listening to Sleep Time's Over with Kavit the Catalyst and DJ Zach Morse. Aloha.
This is Justin Park at Barley the Apron. You're listening to Sleep Time's Over with Kavit the Catalyst and Zach Morse. This is my friend Chris. His favorite restaurant is...
Sleep Time's
Over, Season 6, Episode 8.
Yes. Special guest
today.
Another newscaster.
Wow, bring them all up.
We're bringing them in. All Kapakahi with the Kapakahi traffic reporter, Lacey Denise.
Kapakahi kid.
That's gonna be a wrestler.
That could be a great wrestler. Right? Kapakahi kid off the top row with the Paniolo whip.
You just summed up the wrestler right there with the Kawaii boy.
Yeah.
Tag team champs.
Right, the Hawaiian any kinds.
See? AZW, listen.
Yeah. So anyway, Lacey Denise.
She's coming.
The Kapakahi traffic chick.
She was known for the YouTube thing, Kapakahi traffic. So we're going to test her Kapakahi pigeon knowledge.
She's from the Big Island. B.I., brah.
Yes. Miss Kona Coffee.
And she went to a great school. My school and mine.
Oh, there you go.
On top of the slopes of Kapalama.
Yes.
Kamehameha.
There we are.
I was going to say Kalani. But...
No. Not going to happen.
Anyway, if you're watching this out there, you notice our great matching shirts. Might as well get that out of the way.
Yeah, okay. So, for the YouTube people, which I don't know if anybody watches the YouTube channel anymore.
Yeah.
Well, you're in for a treat. You get to see two Yahoos wearing the same shirt. Someone will change
before she
shows up.
I did my wash, and I pulled it out.
Pull them out.
This is the shirt I'm wearing today. Come on, yeah. Nice shirt, brah.
I was going to wear the green one. In all seriousness, I was going to wear the green one. But I put on my shorts first. And the shorts were camouflage green. So I'm like, I don't like wear green and green.
Can, bro. And green them like, out, bro. I went gray. That's I don't know why.
Are you gray? You gray?
I'm gray today. That's why. I'm feeling gray.
We are, because we're both under the weather.
Bro, I come from Mililani. Coming down through Mililani to the gulch. You see Honolulu. There's just this big, thick fog.
Yes.
But you don't see it when you're in Honolulu. This is funny.
Okay.
When I come from, central Oahu.
Right.
Boom, you see this? I'm like, oh, bro.
You see this? You seriously?
No, I see it. I'm
see,
like,
okay.
At first, I didn't know what it was. At first, I thought it was like, clouds for rain, but it's not. It's literally fog. But I guess it's like when you're in LA. When you're in LA.
You can see it.
You can see it. Yeah.
Wow. So you feel you're affected.
Oh, yeah. By this. When I woke up, yesterday I was feeling it. Started sneezy for no reason. Yeah. Right. The head start aching a little bit. Take the drugs.
Oh, no.
I'm okay.
You're all right.
I'm okay.
Are you okay?
I'm doing okay.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
All right. Well, I'm not. So I have I got an allergy attack just the other day, just at 2 p.m.
You know
I exactly.
The cats, bro. The cats.
No,
I'm going to tell you.
I'll tell you all. No, it was outside. It was in the car. All of a sudden started sneezing. It was not in the apartment. I don't know what happened. So I've been just allergy attack.
Do you get allergic? Are you allergic to the vog thingy? Do you know?
I don't know. I don't think so. Because I rarely get like this kind of, with the whole sneezing, runny nose thing. Like I rarely get that. Right. So I don't know where this came from. I don't know if somebody wearing perfume. Somebody, get bad dracar.
Oh, nice.
I don't know. So take Allegra. We're ready.
Ready and then to go, bro.
I can't feel, I remember the line that you used that was ringing in my head as I was trying to blow my nose. I'm congested. I feel molested.
Oh.
That was a great line by you. I kept repeating that line in my head.
Congested and feeling molested.
Feeling molested, bro. That's how you feel when you're sick.
I really don't know how it feels is to be molested. So, but I mean.
That's a heavy topic.
I'm saying inside my inner skull, it feels molested.
Oof.
When you get congested, you just get that feeling of pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does your face hurt when you sneeze a lot?
No. Okay. I don't get hurt face.
Mine did.
Oh, yeah? Oh, wow.
Everybody's
different,
when you get, but it's crazy.
When he attacks with whatever these...
My jaw.
Your jaw?
My cheeks.
It was sore. He's got more muscles than me, that's why. So that's
in the face?
Yeah.
Muscle in the face.
Maybe you got the kind, like those howly cheekbones.
Oh, thanks a lot, howlies. Great. Screw me over again. It was sore, you know.
Wow. Maybe.
I don't know why. I don't know.
So when you sneeze, it was sore.
Yeah. I don't know why.
Wow. So right now, you're feeling that right now, kind of, if you
Not
sneeze?
Not today. Yesterday got better. Bad. Yeah. Yesterday was sore.
That would have been funny if we both called each other in sick. You'd be like, bro, I'm going to do a podcast in sick. Well, I was going to call you, I sick. We're gonna call Lacey Denise. She call and then she calls you. Oh, I sick.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, so I'll just come in then.
In sick, in with the lead single, Nuff Nuff Nuff.
Yeah, there you go.
Instead of Achoo, bye bye choo, choo.
Oh, yeah. The Korean version.
That is the Korean version.
Anyways.
Okay, well, there's your intro for today. There's a cough.
There's the cough.
Oh, jam up.
Okay. Anyway, weekly recap, bro. Yeah. What you got going on?
Oh, you want me to start this thing?
Okay. Start it off, bro.
Okay. All right. And well. Let's go with it. Let's shoot to Sunday. Sunday with the doubleheader. The Titans in the morning, Rockets in the afternoon.
Another doubleheader.
Sports fest.
And how did you fare?
Okay, so 8 in the morning, Pine and Jigga. Go down. Always kind of hesitant to start the day with a Titans game. They're playing the Texans. Oh. Texans all jam up.
Texans blew them out, right?
They blew them out the first meeting. Time. Correct, yes. So it was a very iffy game. Back and forth it went. You had Fred Savage as a quarterback for the Houston Texans. You had Rodomachus, who just coming off some crap. He's back, and he did okay.
Yeah.
He did okay. He did all right.
Right.
It was really the penalties of the Texans that did them in that got the win, but a win is a win for the Titans. 8-4. We're 8-4 on top of the division. Winning games, but winning them very ugly.
That's what I was going to say. It's suspect 8-4.
Yes.
It's very. One, don't let the record fool you.
Correct.
You know, like there's teams that are like, let's say 6-6, right?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, they're better than 6-6. Don't let the record fool you.
Yeah.
But for the Titans, it's the same thing.
Oh, you're exactly right.
It's like 8-4, like,
They're squeezing games out and they're getting the wins, but it's, the Texans shot themselves because of the penalties again and again in the second half. The first quarter seemed like it lasted 3 hours because it was penalty after penalty. Everybody, penalty, this, that, taunting, excessive celebration, I don't know. And then they pulled it off. So I'm like, all right. So it was fine. So that was part one.
Hey.
All right.
1-0.
Let's start it off with an undefeated streak because we're going to go in the afternoon, the Houston Rockets of Houston playing in L.A.
Oh.
At the Staples Center, as they call it.
Against?
The Los Angeles Lakers. The Lakers. The Lake Show. Everybody in Hawaii all jam up. Everybody in Hawaii all jam
Lakers
up.
Lakers rookie of the year, Kuzma.
Ooh, that's a good pick.
I like it, man.
That is a good pick. It's right now it's between him and Ben Simmons, yes.
Well,
Simmons is doing great, but there's another rookie, Lonzo Ball. He's there. He's hanging in there, brah. He's hanging in there, brah. So here's just the summary of the Lakers-Rockets game.
Right.
Okay.
Here we go.
Now, watching an entire Lakers game, for not even talking about Houston.
Right.
The Lakers run no plays. They run nothing. Luke Walton, I don't know what he's doing.
I keep saying, get rid of that Luke Walton.
Luke Walton's got to go. He is not, it's a young team, but he's not inspiring. If you're down 20 and Luke Walton is your coach and he takes you into the locker room, will you be inspired by a Luke Walton speech?
I don't know anybody that would. Yeah, maybe my son, nine-year-old.
Maybe Bill Walton would be.
Hey, that's my son, bro.
Exactly. Exactly. He's smoking weed somewhere. It's just, he just looks disinterested. I just don't see him call. He doesn't call plays. They're freestyling it every time they go up the court.
Right.
You got Kuzma and you got Clarkson. They're running up there. They're just shooting threes.
Oh, yeah.
Caldwell Pope, he stopped shooting the three. He don't pass to nobody. Lonzo looked confused.
Yeah.
That's the root of that game. Is that
so they
that
blew team, him out.
They eventually blew him out, yes. They're like any young team. They get hot in the beginning. So they kept it close.
And
then they can't hold the lead. They don't have a closer. Lose by 20.
They don't have a closer.
They don't.
Wow.
Because they're not seasoned. Nobody's seasoned on that team. You got, basically, your veteran is Caldwell Pope. And he's just a gunner.
No, the veteran is, what's the name of the
Luol Deng?
Not Luol Deng.
He's on the bench doing nothing.
No, the fuzzy hair dude with the brother.
Oh, Brook Lopez.
Brook Lopez would be the veteran.
And Brook Lopez doesn't know what he's doing.
He don't know what he's doing, bro.
He's shooting threes.
He's just there for the chicks and the money, bro. For the fame.
I think so, yeah.
For the parties, bro.
He wants to buy Supreme clothes.
He's like, bro.
That's, I think, what he's doing.
He's like, I don't need to go stand in line anymore. I go give a Supreme from the back door.
You see how that works?
Because where was he before in New Jersey?
Yeah, Brooklyn. Yeah,
Brooklyn.
Yeah.
He's like, screw Brooklyn, bro. That Supreme don't treat me good. I'm going to go L.A.
Yeah, I think they get better stock in L.A.
You get tall tees. Like
you get undefeated over there. You get all that kind of stuff. Okay. So, Lakers, that's the problem. So, they can make trade, do whatever they got to do, but the coach got to go.
Coach got to go, and I think they need to get... do you think they should just grow the team as it is or trade for some veterans?
The only trade that they should try to pull off is to get... They're not going to trade for LeBron, but LeBron not going to go. But DeMarcus Cousins. I mentioned it on the NBA preview show.
Right.
DeMarcus Cousins to L.A.
Wow.
I think it'll work. And you could give up some limited things to get
it.
Don't get... A lot of talk is for DeAndre Jordan right now. A lot of people saying trade DeAndre Jordan. Yeah. And he's probably going to get traded, but not to L.A. Not to the Lakers.
That'd be interesting.
That'd be stupid. But DeMarcus, Paul George... most likely is going to go to L.A. because he don't look like he give a damn in OKC.
Oh, yeah?
They look all like they could care less what's going
on. What's the record now?
OKC, they're not even in the top eight.
Wow. Club. What a backfire now.
They're like ninth or tenth seed right now. But they just, they don't look interested. They don't look interested. That they're just there. Russell. And then Russell does look, Russell's crying. You see that one?
No, he cried.
He was crying a couple days ago.
All right, bro.
Everybody crying. See? Everybody piss off.
Everybody crying,
sad.
Bro.
Crying, OKC crying.
Allergies. Maybe his allergies is acting up.
Maybe Westbrook get the Vogue problem.
Westbrook get Vogue over there and crying.
OKC Vogue. And now we have random... something's blowing up.
Well, what is that?
See, that's what's going on. That is exactly what's going on. Something randomly crying right
now. Wow, that's an interesting case. Wow, it's way news now, bro. Check your website, bro.
Yep, that's it. Spam, bro.
Spamming out. Anyway.
So that was Sunday. So then, okay, one other tidbit of Sunday night. 2-0,
baby.
One other thing. 2-0 was a happy day. After the game, though, I'm channel surfing.
Right.
You know, we got Walking Dead on.
Right.
Walking Dead, one more episode to go before the midseason.
Oh, yeah. We didn't talk about Walking Dead.
Yeah, we haven't talked about it. So real quickly, what do you think of the episodes thus far?
I'm just confused on Rick. Like, was he waiting for backup?
I think he just did it just...
He knew.
Screw it already.
He's like, I'm gonna go in there. I'm gonna get captured, and then when it's my time for them to kill me, but that's major confidence, dude. He flipped it on them quick, fast.
Yes, he did. And he was naked in the cell, and they all naked over there painting people.
Naked painting people.
That was great. That made no sense.
He should have just offered himself to that chick and be like, call it even.
That's what I was telling my wife. Like, she's going like, okay, I'll help you, but can I sculpt you?
Yeah.
Don't push it. Don't push it.
Just lay down the pipe and
just put it inside.
Yeah, just go, bro. Garbage on garbage.
I'm telling you. We're watching this on Sunday. I'm telling, why don't Rick just go? Put it inside.
You know what, girl? You like him or what? You like him or what? She can be like paint you. Like, no, you like him or what?
No need paint.
Stop the painting already. What is this?
Let's put the other P word.
Ghost?
Yeah, exactly.
This is sculpting?
So, Rick, just do it. Shoot him in, shoot him out. Yeah, shoot him everywhere.
So, well, too late already. So you go and attack him. So the crazy part is, so this is a spoiler. So if you're listening to this, never watch it, that's your fault.
It's your problem.
I'm tired of this. Oh, spoiler. Yeah. Keep up.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Exactly.
If not, then, you know, oh, well. People always ask me when I don't see a movie, well, do you want to know the ending? And I tell them, just tell it to me. Oh, but you're going to watch it, right? And I'm like, yeah, but... I don't know, you know,
tired already.
So at the end, they escape.
Yes.
Negan them.
Yes.
How did they do that?
Well, remember they rammed the truck into the wall. They sent all the walkers in there.
Right.
So actually, we don't know what's going on because all the walkers are now inside the compound.
Right.
So we don't know if they escape. That's why when Rick came there, he said, "Where's all the walkers?" Because Daryl shot the truck in there.
Right.
That wasn't part of the plan. Remember,
right.
Daryl
was like,
Daryl's
just getting nuts.
Daryl's going rogue. Right. So that's why Rick is like, where's all the walkers and what's this truck doing here? That was what we were left with.
Yeah.
So it's now Negan's compound is people getting eaten left and right. So they got to get out of there. So naturally, they're going to have to get out of there. We don't know where.
Did you watch the previews, though, at the end? I mean, the preview of the next
episode? Yeah, right.
Right? So
something happened outside.
Is it Negan at the gates of Alexandria?
Supposedly. Yeah. But that they got out of there. And then we got to find out what's going to happen to Dwight. As you have all kinds of spam on your computer.
Bruh, this is the Hawaii News Now.
Get out of that site, bruh. Get out of there. But yeah, we got to find out what happens to Dwight. What happens to Eugene. They both know that they're what's going on. Because Dwight is the traitor.
Eugene is just a weird dude, bruh. Dwight should have just pushed him over the ledge.
Well,
You can make a kite out of my dang freaking RC car. Ah, come on.
That's right. They made the drone. That was interesting.
Drone. Yeah, he made a damn drone, dude.
That was interesting to make that drone.
But how could the drone be that loud to attract
all it those? It seemed like it.
That was so, like, man.
He tried. Yeah. He tried. He shot him down.
Push him over, bro. Someone got to kill him. He's gonna die. The fact that Negan killed killed his leader,
yeah,
the redhead stepchild guy.
Yeah.
I don't know how he even, like, operates, you know?
Right.
So someone needs to shoot. So
somebody gonna get shot this Sunday.
Why should have just shot him? Say, turn around, shoot him.
You never know.
Yeah. All right, turn him zombie.
Somebody gonna die Sunday. That's all I'm gonna say. I don't know.
Yeah. Is it following the comic?
Kind of, sort of. Because there's no Daryl in the comic.
Right.
So that puts a whole monkey wrench in the thing.
Ah.
So there is that. And more to come. There's gonna be more surprises in the second half of this thing. There's some other things that are gonna happen. I don't wanna give
them right, that. Okay.
Things.
Okay.
People and things.
Painting and sculpting.
A lot of sculpting.
Strangers.
A lot of ceramics can be made.
No, anyway.
So now Sunday. Walking Dead. Then, as I was done with Walking Dead, I channel surf again. I see on CBS the Carol Burnett 50th anniversary special. Now, this is why I'm going to bring this up. Okay. One, we're old.
Okay. Great.
Two, I watched Carol Burnett's show as a kid.
I think I watched it a few times too.
It was a pretty groundbreaking show because that was before Saturday Night Live, and that's where the one where they would do it live, right, and they'd crack each other up.
Yeah, yeah.
And they'd surprise them, the other actors, with stuff that they weren't planned for, and then they'd crack up. So that was groundbreaking. 50 years later, they have an anniversary show hosted by Carol Burnett, still alive.
Okay, there you go.
This is the thing I want to bring up, how people age, okay?
Right.
Carol Burnett is 84. Right. She still was ready to go. She was sharp and coherent. She could talk. Knew what was going on. You had Vicki Lawrence over there. Remember her?
Mama's Family. She looked like Carol Burnett's sister.
Yes, 7 years old, still quick-witted, smart, sharp. Right. Everybody was there. You had Tim Conway.
Oh yeah, Tim Conway. Yeah, and, yeah, yeah.
Harvey Korman passed away. He was the only one.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But you had Betty White, 95 years old.
She's still alive.
Still alive.
Wow, bro.
Dick Van Dyke, 95 years old, still alive. Right. But then you had everybody come out. You had Jim Carrey come out. You had all the SNL guys. Every SNL guy from here, Kingdom Come, was there. You had Letterman was out there. Jay Leno was out there. All the guys were there. 3-hour show.
Great.
It was just amazing to see people that old hanging in there and
coherent.
It was pretty
funny.
Sharp.
Funny?
Yeah.
Ah.
It held my attention.
That's all that matters, bro.
It held my attention.
What do you think of the millennials thought?
They turned the channel, bro. They're watching Teen Moms. Part 9, Jersey Shore edition.
Jersey Shore Teen Moms collab, bruh.
Exactly.
Waiting in the Supreme line, bruh.
Exactly. So I just wanted to make note of that. You know, it was a good show.
Yeah.
And then finally, just from last night.
Oh, wow.
Last night, December 5th, was Repeal Day. That was when
prohibition
ended.
Like that. Oh, there you go.
So Pine Jigger has the fourth annual Repeal Day party, and which was also the opening. The intro of Harry's Hardware.
Ah, there you go.
Next door to Pint and Jigger is a speakeasy bar.
Right.
Used to be Fukuya's. Harry's Hardware. So it is a hardware shop on the outside. It is a very nice speakeasy bar with a big library door. It has a hidden door.
Right.
You have to enter through the library. You have to. He has a chandelier. There's a poker table. All this kind of stuff. So there's grand opening of that. Everybody's over there, and we got the offer to do the show live at Harry's Hardware.
Hey, shout out to Harry.
Well, he don't exist, but
Dave
Newman is the guy. Hideo is also there.
Yep, Hideo.
Yeah, they're the entrepreneur to the stars. So there you go. Get ready for a future, and then we'll give a tour. We'll film the tour of us walking around
Harry's. Who used to go into this place? Who's the one that gets chosen?
Well, for Tuesday night, there was only a select few that could go in to see it. I happen to humbly be one of the select people.
Oh, wow. Select
the... So, right. They have slushies there.
Slushies
battling
there?
Battling encore, brah.
What's going on,
they have
brah?
Slushies there, brah. Get ready. Despite me being sick last night, I said, get the slushies going. Let's go. Hurry up.
Suck it up, brah.
So then we went to that. And we will be doing the tour. And they take reservations and they take walk-ins.
Wow.
But once the seats are filled, that's it. No standing room.
What makes it so special, you think?
Well, it's the trend of the speakeasy bar, which is big all over the mainland, where you have a facade of something else and hiding a very nice looking bar in the inside with a secret door. The secret door is you go through the restroom and then you open a library, like looks like a book, bunch of bookshelves, and then that's the door, and you push the door. So it's like that kind of a gimmicky.
So what if someone goes in the bathroom and accidentally lean on it and opens?
Oh no, there's somebody there. Oh yeah, there's gonna be somebody there too. Oh. As like the host, you know.
I was wanting one of those kind of like secret compartments in my house. Oh yeah, like my Batman. House, you know, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, so that's the whole gimmick. So you go in there, like all kind of bars all over New York, San Francisco, they all do that kind. Oh. You have a pawn shop, and then you go in the back of the pawn shop. It's this big, huge restaurant. With chandelier, everything big. Like you could have like light sleeper store. You go in the back room, big.
There's actually a place in I think Boston called Bodega, which is the front is a bodega. So it's like, you know, chicharrones and and all that kind of foods and stuff. Like you know, and then you go in there and there's like a soda machine. I think it's a soda machine. Then you push the soda machine aside. You walk in. It's like a sneaker shop.
There you go.
They've been doing it for years, so they kind of took that idea from that
fun stuff. Yeah, like that.
I don't know if it could work in Hawaii.
Well, we're gonna try it out at Harris.
I mean, well, that would work, yeah. But I mean, as in like a clothing shop.
Oh, a clothing shop. I don't know.
Hawaii, I think you need like visible people to see it. You know, Hawaii just causes Hawaii.
You're a good point. Yes, yes.
But anyway,
that was it. That was from last night. So here we are.
So anyway, speaking of alcohol and secrets.
Oh.
We're moving on to UFC 218, bro.
Oh, there we go. Yes.
Blessed MMA, blessed era, bro. Max Holloway.
Let's do it. Yeah.
You lick him, bro. You lick Jose Aldo.
Yes.
So basically, he was supposed to fight, oh my God, my brain went blank. He was supposed to fight another fighter. The fighter backed out.
Okay.
He fought Aldo like 6 months ago.
Okay.
He fought him again and lick him, third round, TKO, baby.
There you go.
There you go, one Hawaiian won. The next Hawaiian that would fight was Yancy Medeiros, brah.
Yancy Medeiros.
Bada Yancy Medeiros,
related to Glenn Medeiros, brah.
I'm pretty sure there's somewhere down the bloodline, Yancy Medeiros. Related to
probably
Brada Glenn Medeiros.
It's gotta be.
I think he's from Hawaii too. He beat Alex Oliveira. TKO punches, third round, and he got the fight of the night. Extra $50,000.
Really?
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah,
because they were going back and forth, and then he got dropped, but he came back and he knocked the dude out.
So you watched, you ordered the pay per view?
People, I was watching it. Of course not. I was watching it on Instagram
Live. Instagram Live for the win.
For all the good people of Hawaii, watch it. So one good person that has the money to buy it will go on their phone and post it up and while us all watch it.
Right. Well, I did that for the Mayweather.
Yeah.
So yeah, share with the people of Hawaii.
So that was it. And well, I think we had another Hawaii person win. It's not on the card here.
Who else was there?
Because
I caught the Holloway fight, but
Holloway fight.
You got to run down the undercard here. What else they got?
That's it for the notables, I guess you could say. Just the two Hawaiian guys.
Okay.
Hawaiian. There's also a female girl that fought. And excuse me, I'm drawing blanks right now because I'm a little messed up in the head.
You're congested and molested.
But yeah, so Holloway is just wanting UFC to come to Hawaii.
Yes.
Will you go to this if it comes? I know you're not a big UFC fan. No. I love UFC, but I'm not like a huge fan, you know. But I would
you go?
Yeah, I'll go.
I go if you go.
Oh, I go.
How about that? What? I'll do the I go if you go thing.
Oh, I go, you go, bro. We go then.
Because one, it'll be first time.
Just curiosity. Oh, you've never been to a mixed martial arts?
Yeah, never been.
Wow.
I've been to pro wrestling a lot.
I used to go to all the ones at the Super Brawl, bro. At the place.
Oh, those. Super Brawl 3, 4, 5.
Bro, I went to all of them.
You know what, bro?
Into all of them, bro.
When those were going on, you want to know how you stop crime in Hawaii?
Super Brawl.
You make Super Brawl. You make them open bar, lock the thing, blow them up. Crime go down 50%, bro.
What about the homeless?
The homeless, well, we got once. Okay, the remnants of the place there, all the ash. We tell them, go, take this land. This is for you. Oh, yeah. We're not going to
lock them again and you blow them up.
And then we blow up the land again. Gone already.
You lace it with ice, yeah?
Trails of ice. Then you call up the piper of the Batu
to
go, and then off you go. That's right. Everybody blow up.
That's how the piper sounds.
Yeah.
That's exactly. It sounds like
that's the Batu piper.
They all go in there. You lock it up, and then you bomb them, and zombies come out.
Yep.
The Rick Grimes come out of nowhere, naked.
Yep. You go on, naked, sculpt. Yep. Paint.
All the ladies is yelling.
Coral, where are you? And then is it?
Carl, go in the woods, find stray people again.
Yeah, Carl, get out of there, bro. Wasting time.
Anyway, so yeah, shout out to Max, shout out to Yancey, shout out to all the Hawaii fighters that fought in UFC. Hopefully to bring UFC to Hawaii, because Hawaii is scrappers. Hawaii is the scrappers.
Hawaii, yep.
I think per capita, next to Brazil, Hawaii's got to be per capita one of the most ready to bang societies.
Get ready to bang, but not actual bang. Do you think? People are just going, nah, 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 what? Nah, nah. And they lift up the shirt.
Nah, there's a lot of nah, 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 nah. But
are they really fighting?
I think if it comes down to it, like, yeah. I think
there's really actual fighting.
I think it's nah, nah, nah amongst, like, locals. Like, you know, if it's like, who are you talking stuff about me on IG?
What? And then nothing happens.
But the scary part about it, if you get into a fight nowadays, everybody somehow trains. If you go on YouTube and you look, like, Hawaii fights or Kapolei fights or...
Everybody go to the MMA studio.
No, everybody is, like, doing jiu-jitsu. Up and up jiu-jitsu.
I guess.
That's why, like, before it was just, like, full scrap. Nobody knew how to fight. Maybe I had one guy learn how to box and pololo boxing or something.
I guess.
But now it's, like, everybody knows how to, like, literally fight. Like, you know, like, leg kicks.
Yeah, you know. You know what I mean?
Shoot.
Karate. Judo. Jiu-jitsu. Let me tell you.
I'll do the crane and then do the...
Let's see some American fighting. Let's go. Up and up. Sure. Let's do that. Yeah, do Glass Joe. Come on.
Put him here.
I'm going to shake my fist at you.
So anyway, shout out to that. Last thing is I started coaching. I'm the head coach of my son's basketball team. The Mililani Clippers. I didn't get to pick the names. They gave me the Clippers. So.
Oh, okay.
When I signed up the thing, they asked what name you want to be called. I said Sonics.
And they didn't acknowledge that?
No. Why not? Exactly. I was like, I didn't want to pick any current team, so I was like, yeah, let's put some love
to Sonics. That's a great name.
Right, for kids too, I was like, Sonics. I was like, Sonics.
You can get Sonics once they come to Hawaii. Sponsor you.
Sponsor me, brah. Yeah. My team is going to be 0-12.
Well, get the first pick in the draft.
Put it this way, brah. It's stressful. Okay, I like to thank God for my son because he's not the problem.
That's a proud father right there.
I am a proud father. You know what I mean?
Like, he's not that problem.
No, it's one of those ones like, you know, sometimes parents coach the teams because their kid is like, you know, like the kid needs the most help.
Yes.
Right? You're like, okay, I'm going to be there. But luckily, I don't have to really tell my son that much. Like, I don't know how he got so good. The dude can ball. I'm tripping out. Like, you know. I don't try to push him like, you know, like LeVar ball, Lonzo ball.
Kind of. Be that
parent. But nah, he really loves basketball. So I don't got to worry about him. You know what I mean? I treat him the same as the rest of the kids, yell at him the same.
Yes.
Some of the other kids, it's not about skill level. It's just attention span.
Right.
Is these kids, I don't know. So there's no name for the generation before the millennials, the next one. That's what they said.
There is no name for
them? They should call it the video game generation, bro.
You think?
Okay. Why I say this? 7 out of 9 kids, right? So what I noticed from watching youth sports over the past 3 years, 6 seasons with my daughter and my son is the kids don't know each other's names. They have no sense of like who they're playing with, right? Unless they went to school with them. So they're out there on the court and no one's talking. Like, hey. So I'm like, why don't coaches have a thing like you do at the beginning of a brand new meeting or you go to class the first day?
Yeah.
Where you say your name, you know, say what you like. Yeah, it's super corny, right? It's super corny. But I'm dealing with 9, 10-year-old kids. And they're only going to know who they know because they go to school with.
So they're shy.
Yeah, so two kids might know each other. Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up, Ikaika? Oh, what's up? Come on. Yeah. And everything is like...
Yeah.
So they're only going to call each other's name. So I was like, okay, I'm going to do this my way. So 6 seasons, I'm complaining. I'm like, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Okay, I got to shut up already. I put up. So first day, I say, okay, guys, my name's Coach Cavett. What's your name and what you like? Okay, listen to this. First kid, blah, blah, blah. Video games. Okay, that's cool. Video games. Okay, everybody, what's his name? Second kid, blah, blah, blah. Video games. Okay, 2 kids, video games. Everybody, what's his name? Blah. And my son said video games. I was about to go and give him an elbow to his
head. Does he even have?
No.
Yeah.
He plays at his cousin's house and things like that. Friend's house.
Right.
He wants one.
Right.
But then I look at how everything is developed. The kids, the 7 kids that play video games.
Yeah.
Their skill level is video games.
Right. They're sitting down playing video games rather than playing.
Yeah. Maybe one of the 2 kids, my son and this other kid. Like you can see like, so out of the 7 kids that play video games, 2 of them is pretty good basketball.
Okay.
The other 5 is like, brah. Okay? And this is no disrespect to the kid's skill, but it's just showing that when 7 of the 9 kids say their favorite thing, like I said, hey, you can pick anything in the world, you know?
Right.
Video games. Without a, even a flinch. And then they start chanting, what you play? What you play?
They didn't pick basketball.
And I'm like, oh, bro. Or anything else. Like, right. I don't know. Just like video games. Like,
It drives society. Yeah. It's driven our generation. And it's continued to drive even further. Yeah, we were video games, you know, in the 80s.
It was funny.
And it's bigger.
It's weird that we were video games, but it didn't seem like it stopped us from developing.
Because of the internet is why.
Well, the video games plus the internet, yes. Right? Yeah,
The internet changed everything.
And plus having a million stations on cable.
Yes.
Right?
But yeah. You can play people online now. So you don't have to wait for your friends to come over to go play, get the Player 2 controller. You can just play with anybody anytime you like.
Yeah, yeah.
Internet changed everything. And so, that's what these kids are. I mean, internet generation.
So I'm trying to break that out. You know, I'm trying to, like, every kid the same.
Yeah.
I yell at every kid the same.
Right.
It's kind of frustrating. Some of these kids, they don't listen. Sentence span. And right. I'm trying to figure out where does coaching stand in this age of 2017?
Right.
Because back in the day, bruh, you get your ass chewed out. I remember getting my ass chewed out. But I don't know, like, they go water break and they have a snack there because they, you know, like, because they came with the snacks.
Yeah.
You know? So they start eating chips. I'm like, I'm trying to figure out, do I yell at them? Like, hey, freaking kid, don't eat chips.
Get water.
But, you know, the parents is there. So I'm trying to think, like, in this day and age, like, this is my first time head coach. Like, do I have the authority to say, put them damn chips down?
Right.
My son, hell yeah.
Right.
What are you doing eating snack? Just drink water. Well, get over here.
Should you consult with the parents then?
Then I got to go each one.
You got to go each one. Right. That's,
I mean,
that's
like, okay. So if you can, I don't know. So.
Well. You just do how you feel is best. And then if someone has a complaint, they should address it too.
Yeah, that's true.
If they're not, then they all chicken doo-doo too.
Well, yeah. So some of these kids, bro, I can tell any kind. This one kid is the biggest kid. Think he's a point guard. Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to tell him, bro, you're not the point. I didn't say that. Of course, you let him do the point. People play the point.
Okay,
right? Okay, prove me wrong, right?
Right.
Okay, you're not the point guard. Get down on the block. What's the block, coach? Okay, we're going to have to work on that one, right?
Okay.
He fouls the most too. Big kid. He's fouling up a storm, bro.
How big is this big kid?
He got to be 5 feet already almost.
Okay.
He's huge compared to 9th, 10th grade. 5 feet is huge.
How tall is Coltrane?
Coltrane might be like at least a foot shorter than him.
Okay.
At least.
So he's a center.
Oh, this.
He's DeAndre Jordan.
So I got to try and teach him, like, use your height, you know?
Right.
So, I mean, it's going to be a challenge, but I mean, I love the kids. I love working with them.
Work in progress.
I treat them all fair. It just shows video games, parents, video games. Limit the video games, limit the iPod and the tablet use. Make them read books, make them go outside.
Oof. Good luck with dirty. That. Good luck with that one.
That's just my observation, bro.
It's true. No, it's true. Because look at the parents. What is the age range of these parents? Are they in their 30s?
They're 30, yeah, 30s.
Early,
early
30s.
20s. Okay. Early 30s.
So let's go back to how they grew up. They grew up with Nintendo. They grew up with that kind of stuff. They grew up with the internet just starting to build.
Yeah.
So it's those guys that don't... They probably weren't outdoor people themselves. They probably weren't those guys getting dirty themselves.
Yeah.
We got to look at that. And that is transferred to the kid. And that's all the kid knows.
Right.
The kid, maybe that parent never read books themselves too.
Yeah.
So that's what we're facing is these parents are now... All these weirdos that have had kids when you're growing up... They all old now.
I mean, I got a couple parents that, like, you know, after, like, you know, when I go water break, they, hey, come here, boy. And then they tell the kid, what you doing? And
right,
like,
so there's not all.
And I love that kind of stuff. Like, that's your son, that's your daughter.
Care about the kid.
Yeah, go do the extra coaching. I'm that guy too, go.
Right.
Some parents, like, you know, they don't do nothing. But maybe they weren't sports people and they're trying to change it, you know. They're trying to change where, okay, I weren't that sports person.
But let's make our son do it.
Yeah, because it's like, I see the sports can help them with, you know, teamwork and communication. And,
well, if they think that, they got to be invested in it.
Yeah.
If not, there's no reason to do it because they're not going to be invested in their kid doing something that they want to do different.
Yeah.
They got to do it too. They got to change.
Oh, yeah. No, that's true.
I don't know. Parenting.
Yeah, parenting is a rough one, man. But,
I don't know, bro.
I coach again today.
Oh, that's right. You have your basketball.
And then with my head sinus thing, I'm going to be yelling at these damn kids.
Congested.
Everybody running, suicides, 2 hours.
That's great. Burn them out. Tell them, hurry up.
The funny part about when we close already is these kids, okay, I tell them, run 3 laps, bro. Now, this is not a basketball court. It's not a football field. Not a soccer field. Which is, the 3 laps are legit when it comes out to a football field.
Yeah.
Right? Basketball court, come on now.
Nothing.
After we do the three, oh my God. Are we going to scrimmage yet? No. The drills. I'm doing fundamental drills because these kids' fundamentals is terrible.
In the toilet, right.
You remember, I wasn't that good either when I was that age. But I worked on it, you know, and I got pretty decent.
Right.
So I'm trying to just parlay what I learned when I was a kid, because I turned out pretty all right, you know what I mean, playing ball. All
right.
So I'm figuring whatever my coaches did, I don't see is being wrong.
So right. So that's
take
it.
Take that, you know.
That's why you're the coach.
But thing is though, so we do the drills. We can play. Let's go play. Can we play scrimmage already? No. So finally we get to the scrimmage. I'm like, okay, last drill, scrimmage. Yay! So if you asking me for a damn scrimmage, you better turn the game on. You better be friggin'.
True.
Russell Westbrook.
Right.
You know, you better be like, yeah. You're
excited, yeah.
Oh, my God.
They're not even excited for that.
Bro, they play the scrimmage. It's just like Bad News Bears of basketball.
Oh,
bro.
Boy.
I'm like, you guys ask for the scrimmage, see? But you guys don't even know what you're doing.
See? They like to play Call of Duty,
no,
right?
No, exactly. They don't like the structure of like, okay, you know, like doing drills without the ball. Like, right. To them, it's just like, why? You know, right. Because on NBA 2K,
exactly.
I have the ball all the ball. The time.
Yeah, exactly.
So them doing drills without the ball to show them what to do, to pick, screen, any kind, they don't get it. I'm telling you, you got to learn how to move without the ball. I might be kind of crazy because they're 9 to 10 years old, but I don't give a rat's ass.
Well, they're getting into the double digits. When you get into double digits, you gotta figure some stuff out.
The bottom line is, I do this to my son.
Right.
So I ain't changing it for nobody.
Well, there you go.
Right? You know what I mean? And he's okay. He's a good kid. So
he's a good kid. Coach is a good kid.
And I'm not one of those parents that are like blind to like, oh, you know, like, you know how like those parents are like, oh, my kid's good. And the kid's rotting, putting the pants down, mooning him, you know, peeing in the water cup.
True.
So that's not coaching.
I hope that doesn't happen currently.
No, that doesn't happen. But anyway, sleep time's over.
Well, there, yeah, parenting. This is good parenting information. We're trying to make this more informative. Each week.
Here. Yeah. Parenting, so if anybody out there is a coaching. Head coach that got any tips for me, I don't want it. No, I'm just joking.
Get out of here.
No. Right. Yeah, hit us up. sleeptimesover@gmail.com. sleeptimesover on IG. sleeptimesover on YouTube. sleeptimesover on Podomatic, Stitcher.
Yes.
iTunes. Comment, like, subscribe.
Please.
sleeptimesover, episode season 7. Episode
season
6. Oh. Episode 8.
Coming up, all Kapakahi with all Lacey Kapakahi Denise.
Kapakahi with Lacey Denise.
She's coming.
Yes. Out.
Sleep time's over. We'll be right back.
Yo, guys, this is Justin from Earl Kaimuki. Thank you for grinding with us. We appreciate you guys. If you're ever in Kaimuki, come check us out. We're located at 1137 11th Avenue. That's right behind Happy Days, Big City Diner, right below the Himalayan Kitchen, right next to Island Brew, and right next to Pillbox. All right, guys, shoots. Thanks.
Sleep Time's Over is back with another banger.
It has come to our attention that a mysterious force is loose somewhere in outer space.
The mysteries of creation are there.
Up in the sky?
Up in the sky.
The moon and the planets are there. And new hopes for knowledge and peace are there. And therefore, as we set sail, we ask God's blessing on the most hazardous and dangerous and greatest adventure on which man has ever embarked.
Shall bring disaster to evil factors. Demonic chapters shall be captured by kings through the storms of days after, and to the earth from the sun through triple darkness to plaster with a force that can't be compared to any.
Sleep Time's Over, season 6, episode 8.
All Kapakahi with Lacey Denise.
Yeah, all Kapakahi, bro. Everything's all Kapakahi.
It's all jam up. We're gonna do a little quick segment to just get some more topics of the weekend.
Yeah,
so the first one, let's go with the Ball family is back in it again.
The Ball family is balling.
You have LiAngelo Ball pulled out of UCLA.
Yeah. So LeVar Ball,
yeah,
the man of many, many none,
wow,
pulls out his son. First, he pulled out his one son out of high school.
Yes.
Because he didn't like the coach.
Yeah.
Then he goes and pulls out another son out of UCLA. But that same son, LiAngelo, got caught for stealing.
In China.
China.
Yeah.
Right? And he's the least talented of the Balls.
Right.
So after that China thing and Trump and him going back and forth, blah, 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 he's like, never mind UCLA, which is the dumbest thing ever because he needs to stay in college.
So thus he loses his education. So yes, we haven't talked about that. He's not playing, but he's not getting his degree.
Yeah. So he's on scholarship, obviously. Yeah. He's on a walk-on. So he had a full ride to UCLA to play ball. Right? Because it was a package deal, if you remember.
Yes.
Right? Him and his brother.
Correct.
So he wasn't even, I don't think they even wanted his ass.
Yeah.
So he should have stayed there and take it. You see, that's the thing with people in general, man. Like, you know, people work hard, right? He worked hard. LeVar worked hard to get the kids there, right? The kids worked hard on the court to get good. Then they started reaping some of the benefits, right? Then what happens? They get greedy.
Classic example.
Yeah, he should have stayed there, get a degree from UCLA, which is going to last longer than any shoe deal.
Right.
He probably won't be in the NBA. And what now? You know, what happens after that?
Well, that's what's going to be happening, right? He's going to get homeschooled, and then they're going to send him off someplace, and then hopefully get drafted in June.
Yes.
That is going to be pretty tough, to say the least.
And all the experts supposedly are saying second round, maybe.
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 But, I mean, the thing with this guy, with LeVar Ball, is we have to address, is this guy, clearly he's a very passionate guy about his kids. We know that. And he's a meddler, as they say.
Meddler.
But it's gone. He's drawing the line where he's going finally over the edge. He criticizes the coaching always.
Oh, yeah.
He criticizes the Lakers coaching. He criticizes now UCLA. What is left for him to... How is he... What's the solution here? He never gives a solution. He thinks he's got it all figured out. And you have a kid that's in the NBA right now who's getting a lot of pressure on him.
Right. I used to really like LeVar Ball at one point.
Yeah.
I like the fact he's a father supporting his son, but now I'm kind of like, bruh.
He's going over the line. It's getting too never mind already. Exactly.
It's getting too never mind where people are no longer liking his drive and just being he's crazy.
Exactly. And that, just to make sure we address that, because he's finally, I think, gone over the deep end
this. Yeah, he should just concentrate. He should let his son go to UCLA, let him play ball, and he should concentrate on his brand and his wife.
Concentrate on the wife. Let's not forget about the wife.
Get his son enrolled in school again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that was just a bad decision.
That's why the thing is, he's so dumb. He just left his son in UCLA. Yeah. Left his son in school. Yeah. Let them do school. You know, obviously, they already got the spotlight on them. So no matter if the coaches suck or whatever suck, they're still going to get the shine. The youngest one is still going to get a shot to play.
Correct.
Go to college.
Right.
Which probably will be UCLA for free.
He's all right.
Because he's good.
Yeah.
The middle child, you're lucky he has a scholarship.
Right.
Let him finish it out. You're not going to be playing the NBA.
No. He's overdoing
it. Then I went to LA, I was trying to look for a big baller brand because my son wanted a shirt.
Right. I still want a shirt.
Couldn't find it.
Yeah.
I don't know what to look. Online, I went to all of the spots.
It's not even on Amazon.
Yeah, and I went to the more hip spots. You know? Nobody had it.
Nobody's got that, bro.
So what does that say for anything, you know?
He just went over the line with that one. That was just too much already. It's now officially too much.
Yeah. So lose money. Yeah. New baller brand.
Never mind.
No baller anything. Anyway.
Speaking of ballers, we have a surprise album review.
Hey.
We just want to throw this out here. We haven't done an album review in a while. So I'm going to surprise you with this.
All right. Surprise.
I have not heard this album. You have not heard this album.
Oh.
We're going to listen to this together because this is the millennials' number one guy.
Rah.
If you talk to anybody under the age of 25... they're in love with this one.
All right. They're in love with the strippers.
And this man, who is hanging out with strippers probably, dresses like one. Jaden Smith, bro.
Oh, bro.
Get ready. Now we're going to go on it. His album is called S-Y-R-E, Sire.
Sire?
Siri.
What a terrible cover.
Siri. I don't know. But it's pink. It's purple. And his first tracks is the letter B.
Oh, B, yeah.
Second track is L.
Oh, nice.
Third track is U.
Ooh.
And the fourth track is E, spelling blue.
Oh.
There you go, bro. He's got 17 songs.
All right. What's the name of the other tracks?
Okay, then we have Breakfast with A$AP Rocky on this.
Okay.
Hope, Falcon,
okay.
90, Lost Boy, Batman,
wow.
Icon.
Wow.
Watch Me.
What is this? Little B's album titles.
George Jeff.
Wow.
Is that an ode to George Jefferson or Jeff
George? George, brah.
What is that? Okay, let's go with it. Let's go play it. Song one, B. This is it. I'm going to put it off the phone this time. Let's see.
Is that him singing?
Wouldn't that be something?
Wow. I like that geisha.
It is, right? Plenty has changed in Yokohama since you last been here, Miyagi-san.
It sounds pretty good.
This is the opening song. Yes.
He starts going, ah, yeah. Then
yeah, right, he's going away. Eminem gonna come out, start yelling.
Come on, spit bars. Let's go. 30 seconds of a chick singing.
We're 30 seconds into the first song of Jaden Smith. This is what we got.
If this is him, it's amazing.
Jaden Smith is singing like crazy. Okay, well.
Rap already, bruh.
We're running out of time with this.
Let it go.
Okay, we're coming into a minute.
Okay, we're coming to a minute of this chick singing. How is this even Jaden Smith? Maybe he's a producer.
Maybe this is Jada Pinkett Smith.
Oh, hey.
Maybe Jada Pinkett is on this.
There you go.
Okay, we're a minute three. We're a minute four. Still singing.
I want him to say, Ayo. Swag.
Something.
Gang.
Aha. Maybe he doesn't like it. Old to Will Smith, you know?
Wow.
Okay, we're at a minute 30.
Fast forward it.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, now you have fuzzy noise.
Fuzzy noises.
Wow.
So okay, so that's blue. I'm done with that.
Okay, that's negative one, Mike. There we
go. We're at negative one. This is L. Let's hopefully this doesn't take the L.
This chick is sing.
Here we go. Here we go.
Mad Max soundtrack.
Maybe, I think. No gifts gonna come out, bro.
Where do you record this? In his bedroom?
I think so.
With the Shure One mic?
In the Will Smith compound.
He definitely doesn't have a rap voice.
No.
His voice is not significant. You ever notice that?
He's very serious on this one, though. He's... Eminem, Big Sean. Combined. Baby, we need Adam Foss prosecutors so they won't hand my niggas to the prisons. Forgiveness over your permission just because I didn't break it, I'ma fix it. And no woman dogs are from the circle. Teacher said I need a lesson. So I go.
This is like the stuff I used to make when I was in like the ninth grade.
Well,
yeah, it really feels like what I used to make when I was like a kid.
That is kid.
But this is like what they put out now. That's so weird about it. He's
over 21, right?
This guy. Yeah.
Okay. Just to be sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Over 20 garbage.
This is you. Track number three, you.
Oh, that's talking about me.
Hi.
Oh, there you go. Just throwing the Zapp and Roger right there.
There you go. Auto-tune always is needed.
Auto-tune because these cats ain't talented. Okay, come on, all right. Let's go.
Big choruses in the beginning.
Come on.
Let's go. Hit it.
Okay, for love. Okay, I get it.
Got it. He's upset. He's looking for love in all the wrong places, bro.
Sad.
You know, these songs are their intros. We're at a minute in almost. My hand getting sore holding up the phone to the mic.
Enough with the church organ already. Let's go!
Okay, now the kids are singing. Man in the mirror, bro.
That's a kid, bro.
Here we go.
Man, you do not have a voice.
That is.
Eagles, Falcons, Hawks, talking about
animals.
Calm down.
Everybody, you. That's why song is called you. You calm down. That's it. Oh no, some more kids.
God,
forget it.
Kids,
that's it.
Bro.
Right now, we're at -4 mics.
Negative 100 mics, bro.
Yep.
Give me one. Come on.
Get this is E.
Your dad was obviously not helping you with this album.
Will was doing something.
Jazzy Jeff did not do any of the beats.
Jazzy Jeff was ranting. Will Smith doing that Netflix movie nobody gonna watch.
Yeah.
This is it.
This is probably a Netflix soundtrack right now. I'm hearing.
This could be.
How come all the singers sound better than his whole album? First track.
He's got a lot of singers.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, the girls, they love this album, bro.
Why? What are
the millennials?
Millennials, bro. Yay.
Let's call up some right now. Millennials, tell us.
Is it just me or would you do the same thing to another kid? Girl, I understand. If a heart is never broken, where the hell the fun in it? Got my shooters with me when I'm running it. To realize, girl.
Oh, yeah, you got shooters. Sure you do.
You got the guns, bro.
You got the guns. Aw, oh, so cute.
Throw the guns in the air.
Again, you're listening to E.
Track number four. Oh, negative. Get next track, bro. Negative mic, bro.
Okay, here we go.
All right, we got 4 minutes left, Jaden Smith.
A$AP Rocky with Breakfast.
All right, nigga, no more funny games. Oh, you just said the N-word. Wow, street cred.
Come on.
Wow, I hear a drum. Five tracks in. Finally a drum. Drums, bro.
It takes you five songs to put a drum in. You kidding me?
Man, he's so lackluster, dude. At least some of these like mumble rap guys have voices, you know? Like,
yeah.
Like they have
it's a prominent voice.
A presence.
Yes.
He has no presence on the mic.
It's like he's just reading.
Yeah. This is like the hardest he's been rapping his whole album. The fifth album.
Yeah.
Fifth track in is the hardest.
Fifth track in, we got bass. Drums. There you go, there's Breakfast.
That's not you. Maybe getting like one mic back out of a negative 100.
Maybe. Okay, we gotta play Jeff George.
Okay, play Jeff
because
George.
Because
George
why Jeff. Is he? Why is he called track 15 George Jeff?
I don't know.
Jeff George. That curiosity
play,
alone.
Bro.
Here we go, last one.
I feel like I gotta cut my hair already.
Shit. All right, bro.
Oh, this might be the hottest track, bro.
This is it. Get ready.
Trap inside space and time. Take a sip of my elixir, ayy. Play electric love while I'm riding in the Fisker, ayy. She fell in love with me, my G. I swear I never kissed her, ayy. Need me to be free, I don't have time to be a mister, ayy.
Well, baby, I'll be blown. Sounds like Attack recording. Attack Records back in the
day. Groove Attack.
Groove Attack. Something you buy two grooves for, like, imported. Like Boak wannabe. Living Legends wannabe. There we go. Thank
you.
We solved it.
He seriously sounds like somebody that. You know how you give a friend that raps?
He's that guy.
Yeah, he's that guy. Hey, bro, I mean, I rap, you know. I made an album here. Oh, my dad's Will Smith. Okay, yay. You know, so,
well,
how many mics
okay.
You got it, bro?
We listened to seven songs.
Seven songs.
Six songs? Yeah, six songs. Since we can't give negative, can we give negative mics on this? Now, it got better after the blue travesty of so, B-L-U-E.
Can you give zero mics?
I'm going to have to give it half a mic. Not even a full mic.
Like you half a mic for one drum?
For the drums. I say the drums saved me for track four.
You gave half a mic for not hearing
for
A$AP Rocky.
For not yet. I gave half a mic for the drums.
How's A$AP's verse on it? This is going to make me realize I'm going to even get a zero
Is this
going
to get a mic rating? Okay.
Yeah, we're reviewing right. Jaden Smith's album, but let's figure out if A$AP came off. Come on, hurry up, A$AP.
A$AP, hurry up.
Oh, where is he?
He's not even here.
That's not him.
Good. Fast forward in here. We're trying to find.
Is that him?
Maybe that's him.
No, shut up.
He said, I ain't rhyming on this, man.
Is that him? What crap think that is? Oh, is that his cameo?
A$AP Rocky, ladies and gentlemen.
Fast forward to the end. No, maybe he's in the last 15 seconds.
Okay, there we go. We got 27 seconds left of this song.
Bruh, zero mics, bro.
A$AP, redemption, bruh. Redemption.
Is that it?
No. Okay.
Okay,
I
here
still
we go,
stand.
Bro.
Half a mic.
Quarter mic, bruh.
All right.
I give him a quarter mic because I don't know if you can give zero mics.
We've never given zero mics. I don't know if we could use this one as the debut.
See how, you know, like you hear mainstream new music now and you're trying to fight not liking it?
Yeah.
Right? You're like, you know, like, I mean, Bad and Bougie, you know, but you're like, oh, dude, like you all say, like, you guys can't deny this is a hot song, right?
Yeah.
So with this, I'm trying to figure out, okay, maybe I'm just trying to be, I'm a hater.
Correct.
Maybe I'm an old dude. Maybe I just want to not like it. But it's not good.
No, it's just boring.
Yeah.
The first four songs, B-L-U-E, all boring.
But I don't think you could pay a composer to play this album in the club.
I don't know if that's going to happen.
I don't think you'd take $100.
The only one that had the drum was The Breakfast that we heard.
Yeah.
Well, Jeff George was just comical because...
George Jeff.
But yeah, I was thinking of Jeff George.
Yeah.
But then he confirmed that he was thinking of George Jefferson. Wow. That's all you got. So there you have it.
There you go, bruh. All right.
There you have it. So yeah, Jaden Smith, never mind.
Never mind.
Get out of here.
Jaden Smith, and that's Sleep Time's Over, quick, fast time segment. Season 6. Yeah?
Yes.
Episode 8.
Yes. She's coming up.
Kapakai.
Take a break. She's coming back.
The Kapakai Princess.
There you go.
There you go.
Wow.
Don't you go anywhere. Sleep Time's Over. We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, Michaela here, letting you know the Sleep Time's Over shirt and women's tank tops are now available in all sizes. Get them for you or as a gift for that special someone. Don't be a yahoo and order now on lightsleepers.net or see Cabot in person at the Lightsleepers store located on 2009 South King Street. Don't sleep.
Sleep Time's Over is back with another banger.
Sleep Time's Over, Season 6, Episode
8.
All
Kapakahi with Lisa Denise right here. Yay!
We have studio audience in
here. We have studio audience.
We have some studio audience members today.
Yeah. That was good. That was a new
great
scene.
Turnout.
Right? So yes, that is this week's episode, you know, based off the Kapakahi traffic. Yeah. We're going to get into that. But yeah, thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me, guys.
And for the YouTube people, yeah, we got Lays. She gave us Lays.
Yes.
We didn't give us Lays.
She gave us Lays.
You know, how bizarre.
This is my favorite flower. It smells great. You know, sweet scent. But yes. I'm from the Big Island.
Yes.
So we always to come prepared with Lays to give to everyone.
Amazing.
What part of the Big Island?
I am from South Kona, a little place called Honanau. Born and raised there. Honanau. Born and raised there. You saw my two brothers. I'm the oldest of three.
Okay.
Yep.
So I am the mother hen. Thank you. Nice. I'm the mother hen of the family. And I'm a really country girl.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, I know when you see us in the morning, we have high heels and makeup and everything, but I really like to just have my feet in the grass,
be out
in
trees. Ready.
Yeah.
Go hike already.
Hiking already.
On the path.
Go in the dirt.
Yeah.
Go in the dirt. So, rolling in the dirt. Wait, before we get to that.
Based on this, yes, perfect
timing. Wait, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Correct.
Okay.
Now, we did this with Malika when she came on.
Yeah. Okay.
What kind of car you drive?
Here we go. Wait, don't say it. So, I guessed.
Oh, you're going
to. Yeah.
A Lexus.
No.
See, I told you, bro.
I just went like, maybe she's small town girl. She's on Oahu, big city.
And she's going to change. Her mind's going to get changed.
She can get a Lexus 300.
Toyota Tacoma, bro. Ford F-150.
All of the above. Okay. So I have a Toyota Sequoia. Has to be four-wheel drive.
Wow.
Has to be four-wheel drive. And we also have trucks, too. But I mean, they always tease us because everyone from the Big Island has big cars.
Yeah.
And it has to be four-wheel drive because we're going to the mountain.
Off-roading.
Off-roading all the time.
So what are you driving here in Oahu?
My Sequoia.
Wow. We were just joking. We joked
about that. I jokingly said Sequoia. I was like, no, Sequoia.
No, you have
lift
to drive.
Lift the Sequoia. Where should I park the car? Four-wheel drive.
Okay. Wow.
That, you know, it is hard to drive here on Oahu, but you get used to it. And I feel safer.
Okay, right. Car. The big car.
Dang. Yeah. We're 0-2 on the cars.
Oh, come on. A Lexus? No.
You pick Lexus. I don't like cannot.
East Kona, you're going to be Lexus.
I don't think I'm Lexus. Wow. Maybe Honda.
Maybe Honda,
You know.
Oh, maybe Honda. So if you had to get one of those Japanese cars, small cars would be...
Honda. Yeah, but my family is strong Toyota, man.
Oh.
Strong Toyota, four-wheel drive, gotta be...
So your brothers drive a Tacomas?
No, not a Tacoma.
That's... We got Tacomas,
They get the Lexus,
Yeah,
no. Lexus. We know Gold watch, Lexus.
We know the famous...
Honestly, look.
Yeah.
Gotta be Toyota,
so.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Yeah,
there you go.
Okay, yeah. Lexus, Toyota, they're same thing.
Same brand.
All right, so
same
we 0-2 on that one.
0-2, go
moving
figure.
Moving along, bro.
So, we have to go into Big Island, went to Kamehameha School.
Yep, I was a boarder at Kamehameha Kapalama right over here.
Yes.
I went in ninth grade, you know, in seventh, eighth grade, I was like, ah, I'm kind of sad where I'm really close with my family. And I thought ninth grade, I'll be an adult. I'll be ready.
Yeah.
The ninth grade came and I was still a crybaby, but it was good. It was a really huge blessing.
And what was that like going from Big Island to Oahu? What's that transition?
Oh, that was a big culture shock. I mean, I'm used to living on a mountain and you can't even see your neighbor for miles. Wow. And then you come here and it's like you can hear your neighbor coughing next to you. And the roads here, there's so much people. And I wasn't used to that. Like running to the grocery store to grab like eggs, it's like a long ordeal.
Traffic.
You know, there's no parking, traffic, everything. Yeah. Whereas Big Island, there's hardly any people in the store sometimes. So.
Right. And you have the sequoia.
And we have the sequoia. I mean,
everybody running over each other. Exactly.
Wow. And so, because I'm born and raised here. You're born and raised here, Kevin, right? Yeah. So just to feel, to go from nothing to all of this.
And that's the funny part, because I want to go there.
It's
like, I want to go country. I want to retire like 1 mile or something. Yeah. Or get an island on your little plot of
get
land.
Get the farm
on
the
big
ready.
Island.
Yeah.
No,
never mind everybody.
I'm really lucky. I come from generations of ranchers and coffee farmers. Oh, a nice. Really huge thing. So we've grown up literally with horses in our backyard, cows, chickens. I mean, that's the type of scene that I grew up in. And then when you come here, you know, you see a lot of concrete and everything. Yeah. So it was a big culture shock for me. But it's great. I have fun up here.
So at Kamehameha.
Yes.
Since I graduated from that fine establishment.
Ayo.
See? So what kind of person were you at Kamehameha? You the song contest leader?
No.
Were you the hang out with the athletes?
The yearbook?
Or dorks, no, I bad geeks.
See, I'm not the best singer. So I was that person singing really softly in the background. But I was actually really involved in school. I did Hawaiian Ensemble. I danced hula.
Yearbook.
And I, not yearbook. Oh. People think so, but I, not yearbook. And I also did ho'ike. Oh. I did basketball, cross country, a little bit of track.
Okay. Your sport would be basketball, though.
Yeah. Okay. Even though I'm short. I can.
That's all right. So you played basketball for Kamehameha?
I did, all 4 years.
Wow. Kamehameha girls basketball is actually good every year.
You know, I'm really proud of them. I mean, the training they do is intense.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you're all around.
All around then.
All around.
Everybody likes you.
I was thinking song contest leader, guaranteed.
No, no.
And doing this and then doing this. And
oh, no. I was just sitting in the back of the audience hoping they don't pan the camera to me.
Oh. Little did you know.
Yeah.
6 years later, you'd be in front of the camera.
I know.
Go figure. So then what led you to go into the studies that you did for college then?
Yeah.
For journalism? What led you to that?
My brothers are going to laugh. But I always loved to be in front of the camera. I always loved, I always had a really big personality.
Yeah.
So as I was growing up, I would watch the news. I would watch all the different reporters. And I'd be like, man, you know, that would be so awesome if this little Honolulu girl can one day be on the news. So when I went to college, I started picking up journalism classes and I really, really liked it. And then I got an internship at Hawaii News Now. And I was so nervous. I stepped into the doors and you see like Guy Hagi, Kiahi Tucker, Stephanie Lum. And I was like, I'm just a girl from Honolulu with all these big hitters.
Right.
But as I went through the internship, you know, my passion really grew from it. I continued taking courses. And when I graduated, I was lucky enough to get a job there. I started working behind the camera for a few years, and then a couple years ago, I got my first on-camera job doing the traffic.
Was that your plan all along to get that on camera?
You know, not at first. I knew I wanted to be, but I wanted to test it out first because sometimes when you get into something, it's not everything you think it is.
Right.
But as I got into it, I was like, yeah, I definitely want to do this. So I was lucky that path led me to where I'm at today.
Nice.
And is that when you're trying to get an on-camera role, is and you start from behind the camera, where do you kind of, what's the opening job that usually people go with? Is it something like this, or what do you?
Similar to my story. Yeah. So I started off as an intern. And first of all, to get an internship there it's hard because a lot of people want it.
Right.
So I started off as an intern. I just learned as much as I could. I mean, any opportunity I had, I just took it. And then I think about a year and a half into it, there was an associate producer job open. So basically, we're like the helper to the producers. We get the video. Sometimes you go out on shoots. And then from there, I worked on the weekend desk. And then that's when the traffic position opened up.
What is a weekend desk?
Okay, so the weekend desk, basically, you're kind of like the quarterback of the newsroom.
Okay.
So you're listening to the scanners, right. Police, fire, and you're hearing about the breaking news, and you kind of schedule where the cameras are going to go, what shoots they're going to be doing for the day. So in a sense, kind of like a quarterback position. Right. Some pressure there.
Point guard.
Yeah, kind of like that. That's fun.
Good basketball terminology.
Good
segue there. Okay, so then from there, then traffic. Now, when you take on the job of the morning traffic person, like what is your mindset going into this? Are you basically just watching the cameras the entire time? Like, okay, no, go over there. Okay, go over here. Is that really? There's more to it, I'm assuming.
It's, you know, I'm on every 10 minutes, and with traffic, things are constantly changing.
Right.
So there's been so many times where I'm like, oh, this looks so nice. This road is wide open. And then you turn the camera and there's like a 5-car pile up, right. You know, so I'm constantly in between those 10 minutes. I'm looking through our 300 plus cameras. I'm calling HPD to see, hey, what's the latest on this accident? Yeah. Writing up web scripts. I'm posting on our social media pages, sending out tweets. So it's like,
yeah, you post on Twitter a lot. Just the traffic.
Yep. And a lot of people, it helps them, you know, before they head out the door. So.
Wow. And so from there, where do you see yourself with the company? Like, say 2-3 years from now, we don't even do the stereotypical 5. What do you think about 2 or 3? Where do you see yourself taking this?
You know,
lead anchor.
I'm so happy with where I'm at, to be honest.
Okay.
Like, if I had this for the rest of my life, this is my dream job.
Nice.
And if I were to do this for the rest of my life, I would just be beyond happy.
So let's say Mailand comes calling, which maybe they did already. I don't know. They come knocking at your door. Lazy want you. LA, Los Angeles.
See, I cannot. I'm not a season
Laker tickets, front row.
No, I can't. You
next
know,
to Lonzo Ball.
If I go to the mainland for a couple days,
right.
I'm already homesick for
Hawaii. Okay.
I'm a very local girl that's very rooted into the culture here. So I couldn't do the mainland thing.
Would you want to get back into the producer chair, possibly?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
That's really hard. They have a lot of pressure, especially when breaking news comes in.
Right.
They have to write, on the dot. It's too much pressure for me.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, getting to, you spoke this earlier regarding coffee.
Yes.
Now, we gotta cover this. Got a couple questions on your Miss Kona Coffee.
Yes, hey, I'm a former Miss Kona Coffee.
Was it 2011?
Yep, 2000. Oh, you're good.
I'm trying to, you know, research. I'm trying to
research,
read, you know, I turn pages.
Internet,
Google. So,
who's the runner-up?
Runner-up?
Yeah, who's the runner-up? Just the random.
You entered, how many times did you enter total?
Once. That was my first preliminary.
That's how she do, bro.
Okay.
And
one time that's it.
When they called my name, I almost fell off the stage. I didn't believe it was me. Yeah. I forget who the runner-up was. But my partner
like most
was
winners,
girl.
They don't remember who the losers are.
No, I think I was just so in shock that they called my name.
Right.
I was like, is my name Lacey?
Wow.
My name is Lacey. Yeah.
So through the years, okay, I have to say, like, I am a fan of watching these pageants. Okay?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, one, I'm a guy, first of all.
Right.
Okay, let's face it. But then, two, I like the interview, the question.
Mm-hmm.
The talent can get wacky. The question can get wackier.
It can.
So for that entire entertainment value, I've always watched it. As I've been watching, I've always seen the Miss Kona Coffee representative.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what is that? Who is this? I know Miss Kahala Kaimaki. What is the designation?
So when I entered, Kona never really, I don't think we ever placed at Miss Hawaii. So when I went in, it was like, just go all out. You have nothing to lose. You know, you're the underdog. I was 19 when I entered. I was going up against 24-year-olds, 25-year-olds.
What's the limit? What is the age limit?
I think it's 25 or 26.
Okay. Wow.
I think around there. So we, on our first orientation day of Miss Hawaii, we had to say our accomplishments. So I was like, I graduated from Kamehameha and I was on the honor roll list. And the girl next to me was like, I started a foundation in Africa.
Oh, wow.
And my first number, and I'm like, okay, I'm just going to sit back in my chair now.
Nice. That's awesome.
But you know, when I went there for Miss Kona Coffee, I trained. I literally went from like a size 5 to a size 0. I had abs, I had arm muscles, you know, I really wanted it. I mean, your body has to be in shape. Your onstage question, your current events, everything has to be on point. It's really not about beauty, especially in the Miss America organization.
Yeah.
You have to be on point, everything.
Wow.
So I went to Miss Hawaii when I was 19 and I came in.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Really? That says it all.
I came in third runner up.
Hey.
I also won talent and Miss Photogenic, and I made history for the Kona Coffee Festival. That was the first time that anyone ever really went that far.
Went that far. So the talent was Hula.
Yes. Yeah. You know, and they told me, they said Hula will never win talent. Wow. It's just never going to win.
Really? In Hawaii.
So I did a Hula with an Oli. I kind of mixed it together.
Nice.
So when they called my name again, I was like, oh my God, that's my face up there in the screen. I actually won. I was so stoked.
That's amazing that they would tell you that Hula doesn't work.
Is it because it's been done so many times?
Is that
it's
it?
It's kind of cliche to a point.
I don't really know. I mean, I guess because when you compare it to like maybe like a singer or a piano player, they look at the difficulty.
Well, it's cultural,
level,
though. It's unique to the state.
And that's so, why.
The girl that paint Bruce Lee upside down.
Or the ventriloquist.
Oh, my gosh.
Ventriloquist.
That was that. Do you remember this one?
Those get good points.
I tell you that. Yeah. That's one of the reasons why I watch. But yeah, so I would think that would work.
Yeah. Usually. So it was, I mean, it was a really fun experience. Right. And I have to say, you could tell my crowd was all from Hawaii Island.
Oh.
And they were very aggressive. There was a lot of chihus coming from that section.
Were the brothers there? Were you guys there?
They were all there.
Okay, bro. The chihus was coming from you guys.
Everybody standing up yelling.
You see in the audience, you know, like everyone with their signs like, yay, go, so and so. And then I had these pink stars and it was just like aggressive, like pink stars in the audience.
That's how
it
should be.
It was super fun.
Gotta represent.
No, that's one of the parts of the comedy is you get certain girls who come out, crickets.
Yeah.
And then you get the one, everybody goes nuts.
The crew, bro. Boom, team.
Bring the whole family.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah.
Hold your applause.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, another thing, getting back to traffic, let's revert back to that. And, well, there was a thing that went viral. There's a thing that, reason why we call the episode is what it is, the Kapakahi traffic. Now, what's the origin of that? What made you do that?
So it was like my first week, I think, starting.
Oh, first week.
And we're trying to think of like a little introduction video for me. You know, they knew my background. I was from Hawaii Island, grew up in the country, and they're like, hey, what if we do something different? Like, what if we have you do a quick pigeon traffic report? So I was like, okay, you know, like that sounds like fun. And we did not think that it would have 2 million plus views. I think like in the first night it had a million or almost a million.
Really?
Wow. Like just overnight. And I woke up to all these emails, like people saying, oh my gosh, you're going viral. You know, like people in Korea and Japan are writing to me like, oh, this is so awesome. And there was no scripts. It was just off, you know, hey, just go. And I was like, okay.
It worked.
In the end, you started going back to American English.
You
kind of getting discouraged or what was it?
I think when you're in a setting, because I was in the news setting, it's hard to completely like turn off that proper. I also wanted to keep it proper. Say certain things.
Right.
So keeping it proper at the same time.
So when I watched it again, before we had this interview, I was like, right at the end, you kind of got a little proper.
Yeah.
You're almost like, you're like, oh, should I just end this proper? Or should I end it like shoots?
Yeah, I know. It was my first week, so I was like, I don't really know what I can do what.
Yeah.
But so we didn't know it was the first week.
Yeah.
I think that was my first week.
That's crazy.
My first week,
to go all pigeon on your first week.
I know.
Not knowing what to do. That's why you reverted back to
English,
training at the
exactly.
end. It's like, I'm going to get fired.
How come it didn't become a reoccurring like a little Friday thing? Is
there a reason why? You know, we thought about it, but we didn't really pursue it. Overall, it was a really positive response.
Right.
I mean, there was a couple people who, you know, obviously they weren't from here and they were just saying, you know, I sounded uneducated,
not proper.
And I mean, you know, they weren't from here.
Yeah.
So they don't really get it, you know.
Right, right.
And some people thought that's how I did traffic every morning.
Wow.
And I said, no. This is a one-time thing, a quick, funny, it's supposed to be funny introduction video. And some people took it seriously. But overall, I would say 90% of the feedback was really positive.
Of course.
Can't please everybody.
Exactly. Yeah. Can't please everyone. Exactly.
But it's something that, and this is kind of why we do this show, is there's so much comedy to be had in this state that doesn't get tapped on.
Mm-hmm.
Just people around, like we see people walking around here on McCulley, you know, for the drivers, for just that.
Yep.
You know? And that it's always going to be a big thing because I think it's waiting to come out. It's waiting to explode out there.
The local flavor, I think, is what makes Hawaii really special.
Right.
I mean, you have such a melting pot of different cultures, different accents, different ways of thinking.
Yeah.
And that's something you really can't get anyplace else in the world.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It should be tapped on more. I mean, well, if they should tap on that again. I mean, I don't see why not, right? So, Kavi, do you have anything about Kamehameha to...
What was your class color?
I didn't quite buy into that.
I asked him to Kalani up the street.
Yeah, I don't want to mention that.
Is your class colors like red? I was like, it's a school color.
It's a school color.
I was like, Kumama each had class, class colors.
Oh, it's a serious issue. It's a serious thing, yeah.
Great. Private school is what? Gray?
Green. What was the class color is what?
Red.
Oh.
Big red.
So what chooses the color? Who? What,
you guys have a vote? You choose it.
Yeah, you vote.
Got it.
So it was kind of cool. They added new colors, I think. They added white,
fuchsia.
And all kinds of different fuchsia? Colors, yeah.
They added, well, seriously, why did they do that for?
Different, I guess.
Oh, wow. I mean, was that good? Red? Yeah, so how'd you guys do in song contest?
Okay, like, I mean, this is the most humble way, but I mean, we kind of, you know, did pretty good our freshman year. We won overall. We won co-ed.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Yeah.
And then sophomore year?
And then, yeah, okay, we can just skip sophomore year. Let's just go straight to senior year. Actually, speaking of senior year, I think we won men and co-ed. And my brother's class, who's a sophomore, won women.
Wow.
And I did not talk to him for like 2 weeks. Oh, wow. I was so mad. Yeah. I said, seniors should win everything.
Oh.
So.
True.
Wow. No, yeah. Seniors, we did terrible. Because we killed it freshman, terrible sophomore. Killed it junior year. Senior year, we didn't even care. We were like, we won last year. Never mind already.
Mm,
yeah, that was the
makes sense.
You didn't sweep?
We never ever swept. It was always kind of like win 3 out of 4 or whatever. But yeah.
It's okay.
Our class was kind of nuts as well. We had a lot of. Yeah,
you guys all nuts.
Wait, did you folks have homecoming though?
No, we were one of the classes, the reason why there was no homecoming.
That's he's the reason why we didn't have a
so
homecoming.
So because of us and like maybe like a one more class after that. Because our homecoming... We would dress up in all green with water balloons and smoke bombs and run through Pocky beaming kids.
Oh my God.
For real? What?
This is why we never had a homecoming.
I did not hear this.
Yeah, we were pretty nuts.
We jammed up Kamehameha School.
Yep. We jammed up. There's so many things we did wrong. It was so fun, though.
Oh, great.
Sorry about that.
And then it came to our class.
What'd you guys do then if you guys didn't have homecoming?
We had Spirit Week.
Ooh, nice.
And no homecoming. And that's about it.
What does Spirit Week entail?
Yeah, what...
You know, you can wear different colored clothing so I think about homecoming.
You should bring it back. It's been so long since the 90s, so it's like, I don't know why they even hold their grudge.
Yeah.
Just let the kids play again, bruh.
Enough punishment.
Sorry, everybody out there.
Wow, well, yeah. It's about that time, I think.
All right.
Okay.
We play a little game.
What are we doing?
We're going to play a little thing we do with each guest. It's called 5 Questions.
Oh, boy.
Okay, and the goal, of course, is to get 5 out of 5.
Okay.
So
I've been up since 2 a.m., so hopefully my brain is still on.
Well, we shall see.
Can.
Yes, can, as they say.
Imua.
Exactly. You ready? Here we go. Question number 1. Jawaii directions is what we call this one. It's a geography-ish question.
Jawaiian?
Jawaiian, yes. Because see, on the show, we call Hawaii Jawaii.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they have Jawaiian music.
Right.
Why can't we just call it Jawaii?
Okay.
So we live in the state of Jawaii.
Okay.
And
so anytime there's something Hawaii that happens that you scratch your head at,
we call it So Jawaii.
So Jawaii.
Exactly.
Because you know, like, Jawaiian music isn't really reggae music, but it's island music, so it's Jawaiian. So that's why we're like.
It's kind of, we don't really know what the
music is. It's kind of one of those head scratchers. Like,
it's got the same beat, you know.
I got it. Okay.
So that's it.
Yeah.
Here we go. Someone arrives at Hilo Airport and asks you, where's Liko Lehua Cafe?
Oh my gosh.
Explain in pidgin how to get there from the airport.
Oh gosh.
Well, see, when Holly come up to you, can you tell me where this Liko Lehua is? And what are you going to tell them? Not going to revert to the talking Holly to them. You're just going to say what you feel. You'll follow your heart.
Okay.
Follow your heart.
Okay. Well, first of all, are we doing this in pidgin or English?
Yes, in pidgin, yes. Okay. So get in the character, what you gonna do?
Okay, so first things first, you gotta make sure you get enough gas, because you ain't kind of far. Second of all, a big thing here, you drive with aloha. You drive with aloha. So if someone lets you in, you show shaka, they show shaka. Very important.
Yes.
Okay, so you get on the road, down the road, first stoplight, bingo, turn left, keep it going. Until you see that gas station and a kind of funny looking kind of tree. You keep it going. Next stoplight, turn right. Keep it going. And get plenty cars all over. Plenty. And the next stoplight you see, you turn right. You go by Uncle Joe's house. You go by Uncle Philip's house.
Right.
And then you keep going. And the parking lot gonna be in the far right. You park over there. You stay. You look left. Right there.
It's like a 30-minute drive. How long is this drive here? Well, based off of using uncles, that is correct.
Thank you.
That is correct.
You always use different like you gotta go we don't use street house. Names.
Just
yeah.
Go over
street.
There.
Exactly. That's right. Yeah. People, local people don't use street names.
Yeah.
You just gotta go turn over there.
Yeah.
Turn next to the guy.
Yeah.
Exactly. Question number two. Spell Blangiardi.
Capital B.
I like that. Hey. Capital B. That's a
bonus. L-A-N-G-I-A-R-D-I.
Wow, that is correct.
Yay!
No problem. Two for two right now. No problem. Malika Lincoln was on pins and needles.
I can't see. I can't just see. I have to like visually see it.
You got it.
Yes. Skywriting.
Skywriting always works. Question number three. Okay, you know, it's Christmas time, right? Name the actress who has starred in the most Hallmark Channel Christmas movies. Hallmark Channel.
Really?
The women, they love Hallmark Channel, maybe.
This is a good one.
You know, the Christmas is in the air.
Yeah.
Hallmark Channel has a million of them. They show Christmas every month of the year.
Yeah.
Are you a fan of the Hallmark Channel for stuff? That sounds like a no.
If I say no, I guess I sound like a Grinch.
No. Neither's any of us in here. Nobody's watching it, but...
But there's one actress.
There is one actress. One special...
Actress. Then.
Give you a clue.
Gosh.
She was in Party of Five.
Oh.
You remember Party of Five? Remember that show... Does that date us if we mention
I don't know that show.
Okay, well then.
Well, if I were to guess, she would have to be a very talented person.
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
She has a great name.
Indeed.
And I guess I'll get 2 out of 3 only right okay. today.
All right.
Did you give her a hint?
That's all I could give, but it's...
Who is it?
Lacey Chauvet.
Hey.
I like her name.
Yeah. That was... she has done a record 8 wow. Hallmark Channel movies.
Hmm.
Just the FYI.
Nice name.
Runner-up is Dean Cain.
Oh.
Dean Cain. Do you know who Dean Cain is?
No, I don't know who that is. That's, I should probably start watching the Hallmark
Superman.
Channel.
No, I don't need to watch
he
it.
Instead Superman of sleeping. On TV. No,
don't watch
you
it.
You don't need to watch it.
Has your brothers watched any Hallmark movies lately?
I've
been
watching a lot of Lifetime.
Yeah. Oh,
Lifetime. Oh, criminal.
That's like the sister channel, right?
It's like my sister,
like criminal investigation.
But Lifetime's got like the weird kind of like
the
abusive husband.
Yeah, sometimes it gets kind of scary.
Right. There's nothing scary in the Hallmark Channel.
With my kidnapper kind of
thing. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly, yeah.
What?
Yeah. That doesn't happen on Hallmark Channel. They're all very happy.
And loving and rainbows and unicorns. That's
yeah.
a Hallmark Channel.
Yeah, that is. Yeah. Yes. Nobody watches that. Zach.
Nobody's
wrong
watching
question,
it.
Bro.
Sorry, but well, you know.
You should give it up.
We're going to start today. We're going to watch today. So question number four.
Wait, do you watch the Hallmark Channel?
No.
Oh, okay.
You have to Google it.
Bro. I was like, that was sure wasn't my question.
Are you kidding? I was researching here.
No,
researching
the Lacey.
Good job,
yeah,
good job.
The theme, Lacey,
yeah,
Lacey.
I like that. I like
okay,
that.
Okay, keep going.
Good Lord. Okay, so question number four. What's the origin meaning of Denise?
Portuguese.
That is correct.
Proud Portuguese.
Proud Portuguese. That's it. Good.
What is your ethnicity?
I am a mixed plate. I have Portuguese, Chinese, Japanese, Hawaiian.
There you go.
Mixed plate.
And your middle name is?
My middle name is Kawai Lapa Imohala Ikapuanani Matsuko.
Nice.
So my first name, my Hawaiian name, was actually dreamt of by my tutu's friend.
Awesome.
And it means two rivers that come together and make a beautiful flower.
Well.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hey,
and Matsuko is my
That's
grandmother's
it.
Name.
And
Japanese
your brother's middle name is Kaika?
Close.
There we go.
Close.
Right? No, for actually.
Close. Yeah.
Oh, see?
No, Hawaii. There you go. I get them. No, they always give the girls like the big.
Yeah, the long for the Hawaiian
the
bracelets.
That's
like,
true. Yeah, why?
Kavi, you're Makuli. Okay.
It's for the Hawaiian bracelets. That's why.
Yeah. And
the
necklaces.
My
middle name is
Kamala
Kamala.
Oh,
okay. Never mind.
Ends that.
There you go.
I got stuck in one syllable.
It's okay. Still proud.
Still proud
though, right?
Moving on.
Okay. Question five. Now, here's a Miss Hawaii question.
Oh boy.
So I'm gonna revert to a Miss Hawaii. Situational. I want to be Billy B, Steve Harvey, whatever
we can
figure out. With the ever-growing abundance of cars on the island of Oahu, traffic has been a bigger problem than ever. In your opinion, who's causing this? Toyota Tacoma drivers or Toyota Camry drivers?
Hey.
Oh, I don't know. I think Tacoma drivers blasting their sounds a little bit too much. Maybe not focusing on the road, maybe.
Okay. What about the Camrys? What do you think of the Camrys?
No,
are you annoyed by that?
You know, I think Camry. I can picture like my grandma driving a Camry because my grandma does drive a Camry. So sometimes they, you know, they're like an older.
Is it a white one?
Older. No, it's a silver.
So
but close,
okay. One
but
of
close,
the two.
Close,
one
same,
of the two.
Same.
Okay.
You know, I think it's just overall both. I think people are on their phones too much.
True.
When they're driving, I mean, social media can really wait.
Guilty.
you know, okay. And I take it personal in the morning when there's accidents or like fender benders that I know was caused by that.
Right.
It's like, I feel really bad trying to tell someone in a positive way, hey, it's going to take you 2.5 hours from Waianae to town this morning because someone was on their cell phone. So I think overall.
Yes. Did you ever say anything like that?
No. Oh,
that would be hilarious if you did, though. That would be great.
I know. Call him out. Fantastic. I know. Call him out.
You see this guy over here?
Yeah.
Well, that is correct because you answered it in a politically neutral answer
there
like you're supposed
go.
To answer it.
There we go.
PC, you never PC. Pick one or the other.
You really study like, this, right?
I'm trying my best here. Yes, just like, was it last year?
I'm impressed.
Who voted they asked to Miss Hawaii?
Yep.
Vote for Clinton
Chelsea
or Trump.
Harden.
Yes.
Chelsea Harden.
Mm-hmm. So that is why, exactly. So that is correct. You're not supposed to pick either one.
Yeah.
And there you have it. So in that's defense. You just stay on the fence, exactly, because then you're going to get booed.
Yeah.
They're gonna boo you for any kind.
There's no slip in the fence. Who?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. What was it 3 out of 5? I think we got.
Is that 4 out of 5?
No,
I'll give her 0.5.
We're gonna go over 4.5 out of 5.
Okay.
Except
there you, go.
You don't watch the Hallmark Channel. You know?
Yeah. Well, her name is Lacey.
Lacey Chabert. She was in Halloween. She was in Lost in Space.
Hey.
There you go. All things that you have not seen.
No.
That's fine.
See, I sleep a lot. That's
obviously,
what I
obviously,
I sleep a lot.
Well, you're up.
Yeah.
Okay, what time do you wake up in the morning to go?
I'm up by 2 a.m.
Okay.
And then I try to be in the studio by 3.
Oh.
Yeah. Right.
So your brother and them are coming in at 2 a.m. Yeah?
Exactly. And I bless them every time.
What you doing?
Well, yeah, you just came home. No, my sister's sleeping.
Do you guys? Oh, you sit on the table and sleep. Oh, that's why. Okay.
I got an older sister. That's why I know.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Busted.
Yeah. Buddy potty. So then the show starts at 5 a.m.
4:30 in the morning. So by 4:30, makeup needs to be on, hair needs to be brushed.
You do your own. You do all that yourself.
Yep, we do everything on our own.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
Monday through Friday.
So by Friday, I'm ready to sleep.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. With that, the sign of.
Yeah. Sign of we're not recording anymore.
Sign of the camera has just died.
Yeah.
Oh.
So or the
no,
the
we
30
minutes.
Yeah.
We
maxed out. It's minutes. A 30-minute block.
Oh, okay. All right.
So yeah, we're good.
So we're still recording on here.
Yeah. But with that
being said,
thank you very much for coming on. Lacey Denise, how about it?
Thank you guys so
much. Excellent.
Thank you. Papa Kai episode.
Thank you.
Local people again on the show.
Local people.
How are we going to get?
Sleep Time's Over episode, wait, season 6, episode 8.
Correct.
Right?
All Kappa Kai with her.
Kai with Lacey.
Yes.
All right. Woo! All the buttons.
We're good.
Thank you for listening to Sleep Time's Over. Time's over. No sleeping tonight.